I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Well, hey there, chitlins. It's your friend Andrew Cohen. Andrew Joseph Cohen, if you're keeping score. I'm just here in my dressing room getting ready for tonight's show. It's Beverly Hills Housewives night, which always puts a spring in my step. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a little cologne on while I talk to you. What's my cologne of choice? Creed. Which scent of Creed? I'm not telling. A man never tells his scent. Who told me not to tell? I feel like... I'm not going to throw him under the bus. Anyway, we've got Molly Shannon and Kyle Richards on the show tonight. And I'm such a Molly Shannon fan. And she's just so funny, and she's just got such great spirit and energy. And can't tell you how great Kyle Richards is, because you already know that. An original, an OG of the BH. Lots to talk about with Kyle and Molly. Enjoy the show. She Was Sally O'Malley, and Vanderpump might be jealous that Dorit's her new pally. It's Watch What Happens Live with Molly Shannon and Kyle Richards now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women who make me say, I love it, I love it, I love it. I have often thought that the only thing that's more fun than being on Molly is when Molly's on. Welcome back, one of the hilarious stars of HBO's Divorce. It's our friend and Bravo fan, Molly Shannon. And she came all the way across the country and arrived tonight at exactly the time we had mutually agreed upon, Dorit. From the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's Kyle Richards. Great to see you both. Have the two of you ever met?
We did meet once backstage somewhere at an event.
I was very excited because, like, you know, we're all obsessed with Molly, yes.
Yes.
I was really excited. And I bumped into Lisa Vanderpump yesterday at Bergdorf's.
Oh, really?
What a surprise!
That's hilarious. Yeah.
That's where you can find us.
Was Jiggy there?
Jiggy was there, yes.
Good. Was that exciting?
It was a delight.
Yes. Over at the bar, he's fully clothed now, but you can see him devoid of clothing and everything else on an upcoming episode. Sort of Stripped. Watch it Tuesdays on Bravo. Hey, Richie Sky, good to see you. Were you nervous about shrinkage on camera?
No, I was just afraid I was gonna look fat. Oh, all right. I have got to start with something serious because I haven't seen you since this robbery. I mean, I feel like you were actually completely cleaned out.
We were.
$1 million worth of all your jewelry.
At least. I mean, that's what was reported. But every piece of jewelry,
watch, handbag,
everything my mother passed down to me, everything I've ever bought that I worked for, everything I saved for my children.
And also Birkins.
All my handbags, yeah, Hermes, wow. Chanel, everything.
I
borrowed these earrings from 14 Carats in Beverly Hills. I went in, I'm like, please, something.
Right, I'm a pauper.
And they're like, here, take them, Kyle.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But don't you have, like two armed guards at the house, I heard.
What we do now. We have two armed guards, yeah. And my five dogs are there, and the alarm's all working and all that. So we have the alarms, we have the five dogs, and we have the guards, but nothing to steal.
But was the house empty, or were there people there?
You know, it was reported that it was empty, but actually there was a housekeeper sleeping there.
Wow.
I know.
Any idea of who it could have been?
Maybe Lisa Vanderpump. I don't know.
Right.
There was a pink Chanel jacket missing, which is kind of a clue, but I don't
know. Yeah, right. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. It's been a hard time.
Yeah.
Yes. I wanted to get Molly's opinions on Dorit's sky-high purple boots. What did you... Were you into them?
I really like them. Yeah.
Yeah, you're into them. By the way, Kyle, I'm really digging on your shoes tonight. They are really pretty. You all have so many questions for Molly and Kyle, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, whether she thought she was only 20 minutes or 54 minutes late. I did think it was kind of funny tonight when Dorit was trying to make excuses for her tardiness to Teddy, who is literally a professional accountability coach. Take a look.
I heard what happened with Dorit. She told me she was 20 minutes late.
Well, obviously she's not good with time because I had been sitting there for 54 minutes.
Dorit invited me to go to drinks with her at 4 o'clock.
Are you alive?
I mean, I'm there. I don't even know how far away are we?
About 15 or 20 minutes of traffic.
No, I'm so, so, so sorry to keep you waiting. I was on the phone overseas and I couldn't get them off the phone.
No, I totally get it. But like, you could have like shot me a text and just been like, I'm not coming because I got a sitter and...
I thought we had between 4:30 and 5:30 to get together. So
I've been sitting here for over 30 minutes.
If I wanted to sit alone and have a glass of wine, I would have done it in the comfort of my own damn home.
What was your reaction to seeing that play out?
Well, I was getting both sides, and I really didn't know. And I've just met Teddy. So she's like, it was 54 minutes. And Dory's like, it was 6 minutes, Kyle. I'm telling you. Ask PK. And I was like, okay, well, I have no idea. So now I'm watching this. Not so good.
Here's what, Molly, since, you know, we love your character work, I wonder if you can give me a quick Dorit and show us how she should have taken accountability for her lateness.
Maybe she got Teddy. I am so sorry. I wanted to have a laugh. It is my total fault. I was with PK. Jagger was in my arms. My sincerest apologize. I did have a...
Off the cuff. Off the cuff.
Second. Wait, and I want to say one more thing. She has the cutest voice. She sounds like she could do cartoon characters like Wilma, because sometimes she's like... She does a little laugh that sounds like a cartoon character.
Yes, it does.
She does.
Yeah. Second, tonight, after Kyle and Dorit shared an emotional moment, which Dorit then shared with Lisa Vanderpump, we noticed that Lisa may have ever so subtly shaded Kyle and Dorit's friendship. Did you notice this?
Oh, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did not miss that.
Okay, you didn't miss it. Well, Molly, watch and tell us whether you think this was a Dorit.
So you had dinner with Kyle? She's a lot of fun, but then she actually got very upset.
Was it about her sisters? Was she really, really upset?
Like, really, sobbing.
She doesn't know you that well, and to kind of be so open about it. Normally, she's not like that.
Kyle and I have actually, we've gotten closer, and I feel like her and I really kind of bonded and have this connection.
But it surprises me that she would be so overwhelmed with emotion with Dorit, because she doesn't know her that well.
Perhaps a little.
Jealous,
perhaps
maybe. You
think someone's been eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches over there.
Here's why, Kyle. We know you're friends with both the women with the British accent and the woman with the British accent. But let's find out which one you would call on in some different situations. Who would you trust more with the secret, Lisa or Dorit?
Lisa.
Who is more likely to apologize first if they're wrong in an argument, Lisa or Dorit?
Dorit.
Yay!
Who would you rather have back you in a fight, Lisa or Dorit?
Can I say both?
Okay.
Yay!
Okay. Who gives you better birthday gifts, Lisa or Dorit?
I don't know. I guess Lisa.
Who would you rather have style you, Lisa or Dorit?
Dorit.
Yay!
Whose house is more enticing to live in, Lisa or Dorit?
Lisa.
Yay!
Who's Lisa saying yay for every single one?
Yeah, so they're both the same British accents. Okay, whose loyalty do you value you more, Lisa or Dorit?
Both, but Lisa, I'm closest with after 10 years, so yeah.
Thank you very much. Yay! Finally, Molly Shannon isn't just devastatingly funny, she is also as sweet as candy, and I'm a total sucker for her. Here's what, in honor of that, we're gonna play Molly Popsy. Molly, pick a lollipop, and we're gonna unwrap it to reveal someone you worked with, and you tell us the sweetest thing you can about that person.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a nice game.
Yeah.
It was gonna be something mean, and
no,
then
I don't like
yeah,
that.
No, I know.
Yeah, it would make my head spin.
Yes, I know. Yeah, no. Okay, so pick a lolly.
Okay, pick a lolly. I'm gonna pick two.
Two? Oh, it's Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell's the best. Will is an amazing comic, and he studies people. He's like a real observer of people.
Pick a lolly, Molly.
A number one.
Number one? It's SJP, your divorce star. Yeah. Co-star.
The greatest. She's a delight. She is the kindest, always asking questions. And I love picturing her on set with a wonderful book and a cup of soup and all her sweetness.
Yes. Pick a lolly, Molly.
I'm going to pick eight.
Eight? It's Drew Barrymore from Never Been Kissed. I love that movie. I cry every time at that movie.
So sweet. Drew is also so generous and just my husband said he's like, oh my God, she's like the most down to earth superstar I've ever met. Like Fritz, she's just genuine and kind.
Okay, yes. Pick a lolly, Molly.
It's at five.
Five. It's Tracy Morgan.
He's the greatest. He's super dirty in the best way, like, and just a natural ability, as my dad said. That Tracy Morgan has natural ability.
Pick a lolly, Molly.
Number four.
Number four. It's your Will and Grace co-star, Denver Messi. You were just on.
I was just with her.
Yeah.
And thanks to you guys, because they asked if I was going to come back on this show, and then like a day later, I got invited to be on the show. Oh. So thank you.
Oh, good.
So Deborah Messing is just so down to earth and nice. We talk about motherhood all the time. She's a really great actress.
She's also a big Housewives fan.
Yes, big
thank you very much, Molly, for unwrapping the lollies.
We have to pick who we hated and who we want to kill and who we want to throw off a boat.
Oh, my God.
So you're nice that you give her the pass. Aww. Thanks, Andy, really.
Kyle, what did you think of Rinna's Instagram stories over Christmas break where she watched early seasons of The Housewives and she was really kind of...
out of her board?
I mean, I loved it. She was really judgmental.
Very
interesting.
Yeah. You know, I was actually very taken aback, and I know Lisa Rinna's watching this right now because she always watches the show. And I was really shocked, and she really went after Lisa Vanderpump, and I was shocked, and I felt extremely defensive of Lisa Vanderpump, and I was like, what the hell is Lisa Rinna doing right now?
Did you text her at all?
I actually didn't. But don't think I didn't take a screenshot.
Next week's Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Dorit is not tardy for Teddy's party, thank God. But Teddy's still being a bear about Dorit's dawdling. Here's a sneak peek.
Uh-oh.
You left me at the restaurant for 54 minutes?
I didn't leave 54 minutes.
Dorit?
I was actually came from a meeting.
The part I didn't like is that you said something to Kyle.
You really think I believed it was 4 o'clock and I'm lying and saying 4:30.
I said that for 1 hour, Dorit.
Okay, why didn't you call me?
I said, I'm not angry.
Did you talk about it to any of the other girls after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know how I became the villain in all this. I mean, it's a little overly sensitive. I'm sorry.
All right. Is Teddy overreacting?
Well, it sounds like they really were supposed to meet at 4. So it does sound like she was late. She should have sent a text to apologize sooner.
There's a lot of traffic in Beverly Hills, but we allow 15 minutes, and after that, the cutoff. It's done, yeah.
Molly, Emily from Colorado, what are your top three favorite characters ever played on SNL?
Probably Mary Catherine Gallagher, Sally O'Malley, and I love Jeannie Darcy.
I love Jeannie Darcy. I love Jeannie Darcy. Are you, what did she say?
She's like, don't get me started. Don't even get me started. She's so dumb. Yes. But she's trying to make it in comedy and showbiz.
Yes, I know.
She's not catching a clue that she's not getting.
I always loved it when you did Ann Miller, too.
Oh, that's
yes,
so
with Sherry O'Terry, who was Debbie Reynolds.
Yes, that was leg up.
Yes, leg up.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tiffany from Ohio. Hey, Tiffany, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Tonight, my question is for Molly.
Okay.
Great. Molly, what was going through your mind when people online thought that your Tish and Cord special was real and not a parody?
So you were on Amazon, and you and Will Ferrell were playing commentators who had commentated the Rose Parade for 20-something years, and you were doing characters, and a lot of people on Twitter who are humorless and judgmental assholes didn't get it. And so what was your reaction to them not getting it? You had to expect that, or what was your...
Yeah, well, I didn't mind that. That was the character, and I can understand. That's almost flattering. I actually like it. I didn't mind it at all.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
Yeah.
But that's a character, not me.
Yeah, that's right. Kyle, on tonight's episode, you got emotional and talked about the rift between Kathy and Kim that developed because of your show. What is the status of that now?
Well, it was less than being a riff, it was more like I just didn't feel I could reach out in that moment that I had something to share because there's been some, you know, tension and awkwardness, and it's hard when you don't have your parents. You really lean on your siblings. Yeah. So in that moment, and Dorit just caught me in that moment where it kind of came out. And
right.
I really wish it didn't, but it did.
But where are you now with that, with your sisters?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Let's go to Christy from Tennessee.
Andy.
Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy, my question's for Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle, do you ever think your sister Kim and Lisa Rinna will ever be in a good place again? Have they seen each other since the reunion?
No, and I do not think they will ever be in a good place. They do not like each other.
All right, that's clear.
Yeah. And where's the bunny, by the
way? It's right there.
Oh, the bunny!
Yes. Oh, my. Yeah, it's the bunny. Yeah.
That was the greatest.
Yeah, they just don't like each other, and that got to the point where we were just trying to make that happen, and it's just not going to ever happen.
Melissa B. texted, Kyle, did you see Kylie at Kris Jenner's Christmas party, and was she pregnant?
I plead the fifth. I was at the party, and it was a beautiful night.
And then you spent New Year's Eve with Bethany and Scott Disick and Paris, right? I mean, that was a crew. I said to Bethany, I wish we would have had a camera crew.
Well, Bethany's like, it's going to be a few people. I'm like, is it okay if Paris comes? And is it okay if Scott comes? And is it okay? It was like, the list kept going. Next thing you know, we're like, hey, who knew that we would have the hottest party in town?
Right, I love it.
Yeah.
Guess what, guys? It's game time. Molly Shannon is so good at everything. I can't imagine she's ever been fired. But all that is about to change because we are about to fire Molly Shannon out of a cannon. Molly, you're going to step over there and put on these Ramona goggles, okay? And then we're going to fire you out of a cannon. You come sit next to me and into different locations that Kyle will describe, and you try to guess. If you get 7 correct in 60 seconds, you win. You're going to know all these.
And I just stay right here.
Yeah, you just stay right there. I do. I looked at the list.
Just a Beverly Hills housewife.
It's fine, okay.
And this is anywhere in the world.
Yes, okay, go.
Bonjour.
You're Paris, Eiffel Tower.
Yes! Eiffel Tower, see?
Very good. There's a lot of, like, drunk, ridiculous people running around, maybe naked bartenders.
It's that...
Sir?
Yes! Wow! Oh my God, she's amazing. Okay.
Oh my God, there's so many billboards and lights and lit up. There's a big apple.
Times Square.
Yes!
This is fun.
You're fun.
It's in Japan. There's some kind of funky food. Maybe we show it somewhere this season. There's also a lot of, like,
it's in Japan. It's a big city.
It's in Japan. It's a big city. I said that. Japan, big city. A lot of lit up billboards. And it's
Tokyo.
Tokyo. Oh, I didn't give enough. It's really cold. I think Santa lives there.
North Pole.
Yeah.
And it's a big wall, and
it's a Great Wall of China.
Yes,
thank you very much. How is the show different this season from last?
It starts off with Sarah Jessica is already divorced, and now her character is dating, and it's lighter. And my character is still married. It's a roller coaster marriage,
right.
But they're trying.
Okay,
so
good.
So we'll tune in for that and see what happens.
Absolutely. Kyle, what are you thinking of Teddy on the show?
I adore Teddy.
Yeah.
I really respect her honesty, and she's very direct, and she's down to earth. I love that she takes being a mom and wife, you know, seriously. It's really important to her, and we've really bonded. I adore her. We text, like, almost every day. And
nice.
She seems like a great addition to the show.
Yeah. Let's go to Don from New Jersey. Hey, Don, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Molly. Did you get any Taylor Swift tea while filming the Swish Swish video with Katy Perry?
No, I did not.
Did you have fun?
I'm a fan of both.
Did you have fun doing the video?
I did. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
The best. I mean, it was amazing.
Was that your first music video?
That was my first music video.
God,
I felt so
not
cool.
Not your last. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the 2018 Rose Parade coverage hosted by Cord Hosenbeck and Tish Cadigan, a.k.a. Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. I laughed all the way through my New Year's Day hangover. Molly, why don't you choose tonight's jackhole?
I get to choose tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that I do not like sleep medications that cause amnesia.
Oh, really?
No, I don't like that. Some make you have amnesia, and people are sleep driving.
Oh, that's
sleep
terrible.
Sleep eating.
Yes, shopping.
A lot of amnesia during sleep.
Yes. Wow, well, that is a good jackpot.
And they do online shopping.
Yes.
Is that a good jackpot?
Yeah, that is. I want to thank Molly, Kyle, and Richie.
Tidbit people don't know.
Kyle is telling people a tidbit that they don't know. Kyle Richards and Molly Shannon are here, and Richie from Stripped behind the bar.
So
go on, Kyle.
When we're shooting the reunion, Andy and I will shoot each other looks throughout the reunion when someone says or does something that we see through, that they don't know that we see through. And
we have
literally
a secret.
Die. We have a secret little dialogue, and we'll catch eyes. And there was one point where Andy was supposed to be sensitive about something, but was laughing so hard that he went...
It was terrible.
And he goes
terrible.
Like this, and his whole body's like this, laughing, and he's pretending to get a tissue, like he's crying, but he's literally crying, laughing.
No, I wasn't pretending to cry.
No, not crying. No. You were like, huh, and then you handed a tissue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always handing a tissue.
Yeah, because... To break the ice. Very awkward.
That's true. No, you and I have had a couple moments at a couple reunions. I will say one of them was when the bunny came out. Neither of us knew how to handle that situation. And it was all the more uncomfortable because Rinna then was shedding a tear, and she was feeling very emotional about that.
Did you believe that tear?
Well, I mean...
Tell the truth, Andy.
At the time I did, yeah. I know that she can cry. I know that she is an actress and a good right. one, and she can cry on cue. But at the time, I certainly did believe it. Yeah.
I love the way the camera went in really yes. close.
And the single solitary tear went down. It was amazing.
I was like, I mean, yes, I could see where, but like, it was a little much just for a bunny being returned to you. I was going to say.
It was, did you ever talk to her about that?
No, because then the next day I ran into Harry Hamlin.
Yes, of course.
And he was really weird with me, and he was like, made me very uncomfortable, and then that, like, settled. That comes up in the show this season, as you guys saw, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
Lisa and I left it alone.
Molly, Shannon M. from Long Island said, if you could curate your own SNL cast with old and new blood, anybody, which five people would you pick?
That did not happen.
Whoops.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry. I would pick, oh gosh, that's so hard. Will Ferrell, Tracy Morgan, Maya Rudolph, Amy and Tina. How about that?
Great. It's great. All right, let's go to the phones. We got five calls. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Susie calling from Toronto. How are you, Andy?
Great, Susie. I'm coming to Toronto with Anderson Cooper in April. I hope you come.
I know you told me that last time. This is my second time calling in. I'm obsessed with your show. I got to
stop
calling
in. Well, have you bought
your
tickets? Yeah, I hope you bought your tickets. What's your question?
I did, because I'm obsessed with both you.
Thank
and
you.
Anderson.
Thank you.
And Kyle, I'm obsessed with you. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
My birthday's on the 21st. But anyway, my question is, do you agree with Camille's accusation that Dorit is desperate for attention and that's why she's lashing out at her?
Actually, I don't. I think that Dorit, like, she's just having fun and laughing and she's not censoring herself, which I respect that about her. She honestly was just having fun and had a few too many drinks and just being herself. Like, that's how she is. And she did not mean that in a mean way. She really was just being funny. And I can see where Camille wouldn't think it was funny. But if you know Dorit, she's just like, whatever. And I like and respect when someone's just being honest in themselves and not putting on any air. So I'll
back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey,
hi,
Jessica.
Girls. Hi, Andy. I love you.
Thank you.
In my eyes, are they're really
so nice.
By the way.
Thank you.
My question is for Molly.
Okay.
Molly, I was just wondering, what has been the best part so far of returning to this season of Will and Grace?
Well, I guess it was just seeing all my friends, because I am close to all the cast and the writers and Jimmy Burrows. So it just felt like no time had passed. It was amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how great they look and how funny the show still is. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Janine, and I'm calling from Puyallup, Washington. It's just south of Seattle.
Hey, Janine, what's your question?
So, first of all, I wanted to say, Andy, I love your shows. I'm a Housewife super fan.
Thank you.
And I watch What Happens Live every night, and I haven't missed an episode of any of The Real Housewives.
Wow. Good.
That's a super fan.
I love you. Yes. Thank you.
And then, Kyle, I love you as well, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
So why do you think Lisa Letta brought up that rumor about Ken?
The rumor about Ken?
Yeah. About the lawsuit about him assaulting someone.
Oh, stirring up shit? I mean, honestly, that's the kind of stuff that I really like Lisa Rinna a lot. But there's things like that where I just don't really know why she does that stuff. Just like her Instagram story, I don't understand why she has to do that. But
back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
It's Jenny from St. Louis.
Hey, Jenny, what's your question?
My question's for Molly. I was wondering what your reaction was on the night, Christmas Eve, when Countess Luann was arrested again.
Oh.
It's like when Elvis died. Remember when that happened?
Yeah. I actually saw it on Casey Rose Wilson's Instagram.
Okay.
And I was like, what? I was, I understood, because she quickly made the statement, and she was in Palm Beach, and, you know, people make mistakes, and, you know. But I was, like, riveted reading. I was like,
yes.
news.google.com.
Kyle, I have to assume that was the talk of Aspen. You were with Bethany.
I was with Bethany, but I was in my own little world with my own problems.
So yes, yeah, right.
I was
right,
like,
right.
What's with the housewives and all the problems?
Right, right, right.
But I'd rather, anyway.
I have to say, over the holidays, the New York Post app, which is where I get a lot of my news, It was like all housewives news. I was sitting there, I was like, okay. I couldn't believe it. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I'm Heaven from Charleston.
Hi, Heaven.
Hi. My question is for Kyle.
Hi.
I'm so excited for American Woman, by the way.
Thank you so much. I'm excited.
When does it premiere?
June 2018.
Great.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
How many episodes?
10? 12 episodes.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. All right. What's your question, Heaven?
Kyle, why do you think Dorit says she's moved on with Rena, but still continues to bash her behind her back?
Well, that's an old housewife question that I don't know. There's a couple of things that happened throughout the season where I'm like, why are you saying this and doing this? So I really don't know. I can't answer that question for her, but, that comes up this season. You will see that addressed in the next few episodes, actually.
Very good. And I guess we'll find out how far all of your tattoos go on your body when we see you unstripped on the season finale. Yes. Okay, good.
I'm really curious about walking around naked like that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't like to walk around naked like at all from my shower to my closet.
Were you scared about doing that?
I was stressed.
You were? Yeah.
Very stressed, yeah.
But are you comfortable? Like you're like,
okay, the first 5 seconds you're comfortable, but after standing there, you start to think like, okay, everybody's looking at everything.
Yeah. Wow.
And if it gets cold out, that's a problem.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah. I want to thank Molly Shannon from Divorce, Kyle Richards from The Last of Us, and Richie from Strip Tuesdays.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.